Good morning. My name is Hirotaka Saito. I'm from Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology. Today I'm going to present our recent study using array antenna GPR to monitor the infiltration processes. Most of this work has been done by my former graduate student Toshiki. He's the first author here. And I'd like to thank all my collaborators. Surface GPR consists with transmitting antenna and the receiving antenna. Then surface GPR uses a pulse EM wave to visualize underground structure, as we all know. And this GPR is especially attractive for soil physicists or soil hydrologists because the EM wave velocity is very sensitive to soil moisture content. So it has been used, for example, to generate some soil moisture mapping. And the surface GPR data usually consists with antenna locations, reflected the wave intensity and the wave travel time. And what we are interested usually is to convert this travel time data to the depth. And that requires EM wave velocity information. If reflected depth is not known, and we have to use certain measurement, and we usually use a so-called a common midpoint measurement, or CMP measurement. And in CMP measurement, what we do is to change the antenna separations by keeping the central point of transmitting and receiving antennas, and we increase antenna separation until certain distance. And after that, what we get is something showing here, and you can fit this equation to this curve by finding the best D naught, which is the depth of the reflection, and V is the average EM velocity. So you can visually or manually fit, or you can do other automatic velocity analysis techniques. But CMP measurement using the surface GPR is very, very time consuming, and it is therefore not suitable for the processes that change it with time, like infiltration processes. So recently, array antenna GPR or the array GPR has getting some attentions, and this array GPR consists with multiple transmitters and receivers up to 20 to 30 antennas, and this system switches TX and RX combination electrically, so it's very fast. It can be done less than a second, and this has been this can quickly generate 3D subsurface images, and it has been successfully used to inspect rows or bridges if there are any holes under that, or it has been used to detect some landmines or UXOs. This figure, this photo shows the system that we used in our study. And as far as we know, the RGPR has never been used to monitor subsurface dynamic processes like infiltration process, and it has not been used for the velocity analysis. What most people are interested in just to take the 3D image, and they're not interested in converting travel time information to the depth information so far. So the objective of our study was to investigate whether this array GPR system can be used to monitor and quantify infiltration in field soils. So the array GPR system we used in this in our study is called the GeoScope MK4 by 3D radars. And it consists of 10 transmitting antennas and 11 receiving antennas. So in total, you can have 110 different antenna combinations. And this system can scan these 110 combinations in less than 1.5 seconds. So this figure shows, again, the system that we use. And right figure is a schematic of antenna locations. The bottom is the transmitting antenna, and the top is the receiving antennas, and the width of antenna is about 180 centimeters. And this system uses not like a common surface GPR. It uses a step frequency technology, and it operates over the range frequency range of 100 megahertz to 3,000 megahertz. So in our study, we set up this system to collect all 110 antenna combinations. So what we did was start from TX0 and scan from RX0 to RX10 like this, and after that we move antenna from TX0 to TX1, again scan from RX0 to RX10, and we did all the way to TX9. So we scanned 110 different combinations, and again it took only less than 1.5 seconds to scan all 110. After that, you can reconstruct any antenna combinations. So for example, we reconstruct so-called a common offset gather by taking the data for these combinations. This is called common offset because the antenna, in this case, the distance between TX and RX are all the same. Or you can select these combinations where they all share the same midpoint. So it's a CMP measurement. It's same with the CMP measurement. Again, for the common GPR, CMP measurement takes minutes or sometimes more than 10 minutes. But in this case, we can get the CMP in every 1.5 seconds. So we set up the antenna to collect all 110 combinations in our experiment. So we did the infiltration test at one of the sandew sites in Tottori in Japan. And this site has a thick, more or less uniform layers of dune sand, about up to 20, 30 meters. So we consider it a uniform sand soil. So in this experiment, we use six porous tubes. Like this is a top view, so we use six porous tubes to inject water from the surface. And during the injection, we put the antenna on top of the porous tube, and to independently measure the change in the dielectric constant of the soil, we also place profile probes so that we can measure change in dielectric constant at some predetermined depth. And we inject water at the rate of 7 liters per minute for 4 hours, for 2 hours. And this is a side view of the experiment. So this is a porous tube that we inject the water, and this is RA antennas. So this is one of the photos we took during the experiments. Again, this is yellow box is the antenna arrays. There are 21 antennas inside, and we also put profile probes like this. In profile probe, you can measure change in dielectric constant at 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, and 100 centimeters. So during the infiltration, we keep measuring, continuously measuring, scanned 110 TX and RX combinations. So this shows all the data we collected for the first 60 minutes of the experiment. So there are 110, there are 110 profiles, and the vertical axis is the travel time with as a function of elapsed time, and there are 110 images, and we divide based on which transmitter was used to generate. So there are 10 sections from TX0 to TX9, and this part of the data showed the initial image of the site. And as you can see from here, there are strong reflection moving downward, and which came from the infiltration front. So from this, we can regenerate for example, common offset gather like this. Again, in this case, the distance between TX and RX is always the same. Or you can regenerate the CMP measurement. As you can see, there is a very typical hyperbolic shape in the CFP data. Or you can extract just one of the image like this. This is the profile between the TX4 and the RX5. So it's in the central, in the middle point of the antenna. And again, you can clearly see the reflection from the infiltration front moving downward. You can also generate nice movies like this. The left-hand side is the common offset gather, and right-hand side is the CMP. So you can take CLG and the CMP at almost the same time, and you can see that there is a strong reflection moving downward. It stopped. This is for the first 90 minutes. Okay. So we take the CMP data and we did the velocity analysis by fitting the curve to the reflection. We did for every 1 minute, but I'm showing here every 5 minutes, and you can see that the curve fits very well to the reflection from the infiltration front. So every minute I could estimate the average velocity from the ground surface to the wetting front, and that information can be used to convert this travel time, elapsed time data to the depth to the elapsed time. And this blue line is the dose estimated from the velocity that we got. And red cross is the time where the profile probe shows the sudden increase in the dielectric constant. And after 20 minutes, a GPR measurement and profile probe measurement agree well. But initial first 20 minutes, we still need to improve our estimation of the velocity. But it's generally very difficult in the first part because there are many reflected or the waves in the first 20 minutes. So to summarize our work, infiltration in sandy soil was monitored by RAGPR, and 110 antenna combinations were scanned every 1.5 seconds. And CMP data for velocity estimation were reconstructed from 110 combinations, and downward movement of the infiltration front was clearly visualized. And we could successfully convert travel time to depth using the velocity estimated from the CMP data. So in this study, we did the manual kind of visual fitting for the velocity analysis. So we could only do for every 1 minute, but we have the data for every 1.5 seconds. So we need to somehow develop automatic velocity analysis technique to use all data we collected, and in future I'd like to use this data to inversely estimate the hydraulic properties of the soil at the site. I'd like to thank our funding agency, JSPS, and the Land Research Center of the Tohoku University. And the part of this work has been published in Agriculture and Environmental Letters. Thank you.
Thank you. We have time for a question or two.
What's the resolution you have for vertical scale in Southwestern? What's the resolution we can get?
What the resolution that I can get is the question. The maximum depth of the information we can get depends on the size of the antenna. Right. The maximum offset is 1.8 meters, so you cannot really go deep. with this system.
If you put the antenna 1 meter above the ground, can you improve the noise you get in the first layer of the cell?
There'll be a strong reflection from the surface in that case. So, but we still need to improve initial data processing by removing those noises.
Okay.